Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Stacking is the number one objective. When you get it, then you got it. Now I choose a weapon. Who's me stepping? Trying to get their hands on mine. But I'ma tell you right now, nigga, don't waste your time. Quick shine. Dub be stomping with these big dogs. I'm chasing these cats, chopping heads like fire logs. No time for these chicken-headed niggas. Take me out just to get your rep bigger. It's about the figures that you make for yourself. Increase your wealth. All time, keep your eyes on your health. It's a war out there. I'm on a winning team. Plot your course and reach for your dreams.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. I started the podcast today with a Big Daddy Kane, because the last thing he said was dope a dog food, and that's the title of today's podcast, Dope a Dog Food. I am presenting one of my rides of the day. You could read my blog, Astrology Ride of the Day, on iamastrologyreadings.com, or you can hashtag Astrology Ride of the Day on Instagram or Facebook, and my blog should pop up. What is a ride of the day? I get in these conversations, random conversations with people, and when it ends up in astrology, if it's very interesting and I pull up their chart, I may talk about it and write about it. So today, ride of the day, it's called Dope a Dog Food. Now, what is astrology? A quick answer, because, you know, I have people all the time who only heard of sun sign astrology in the newspaper. And so I have to explain astrology really quick, because a lot of the times I only have 20 minutes with somebody. So a quick answer to what is astrology: it's like a big clock. And if I had to boil it down to two words, it's energy and timing. And so after being in astrology for a while, and pulling up charts, you start to notice things, you start to remember things, like placements. And when people say years, you remember where things are placed. So just imagine pulling up 20 charts of people born in between 88 and 91. You will see that they have their Saturn sign is in the sign of Capricorn. And I know this because that's actually the year 89 is when I graduated. So I know when I hear people who were born around the time I graduated, they are currently in their Saturn return. And what is a Saturn return? Well, every year we have a birthday, and that's the earth goes around the sun one time, and we celebrate it every year. That's when actually the sun is in the position of when we were born. Well, we also have returns for all the other planets. Saturn, it takes Saturn 28 to 30 years to go around the sun. And when that happens, we have a Saturn birthday, per se. But this birthday is kind of different from the sun sign birthday. And the quick and easy way I explain a Saturn return is you kind of hit a fork in a road. And at this fork, you have to make a decision. And when you make that decision, you will be a different person on the other side of that decision, right? Oh, and after your Saturn return, You ever heard of the 7-year itch? Well, every 7.5 years, we hit kind of like the square opposition to Saturn. So after your first Saturn return, every 7 years, you're going to have like a little 7-year itch. 14 years, you're going to have the opposition, right? So after, so your first Saturn return is in between the ages of 28 and 30. Then your next, your 7-year itch will be in between the ages of 35 and 37. Then the next 7-year itch is going to be in between 42 and 44. Next 7 year is in between the ages of 49 and 51. And then you have your second Saturn return, which will be in between the ages of 56 and 60. Why that big 4-year gap? Because if you put, it's 7.5 years. So 7.5, 7.5. So, and it's not the same for everybody. So it's going to hit within those age ranges. All right. So why am I talking about all of this? Well, today's rider just happened to be in the middle of his Saturn return. He was 29 years old. And as soon as he said that, I knew he had his Saturn in Capricorn. And I said, oh man, you are in your Saturn return. And that's where the conversation began. So he told me a little bit about his story. His story went, he had just moved to Atlanta with his girlfriend. He was from California. He moved to Atlanta about 4 months ago. I was picked him up and I was bringing him to work. He worked at this catering business. Interesting that he told me that he was recently named the employee of the month. You know, you hear that. That's great. You're doing a good job. Sounds like nothing's wrong with any of that, right? Well, 4 months before he moved to Atlanta, and being named the employee of the month, he was living in California and he had got robbed for 15 pounds of weed. Now, he told me he was into that street life and all that stuff. I would say that would be a fork in the road. Wouldn't you say? Now, what is this guy's fork in the road? Or what is his decision? I guess it would be the street life or this legit way. I asked myself, what is the universe trying to show him, naming him the employee of the month? One other thing, the girlfriend that he moved down here to Atlanta to be with, their relationship had just ended, you know. So this is this guy's Saturn return. Now let's bring his story to his birth chart. A lot of times when I start to pull somebody's chart up, I ask about their family and who they're around and the sign wise. And so I asked him about his mother. His mother is a Cancer, and he also has a Cancer sister and a Scorpio sister. And the girlfriend that he just broke up with was a Pisces. Now, after I pulled up his chart, I saw that this guy was a double Aquarius. He's a Aquarius rising, and his moon sign is Aquarius. And moon is like your emotions and stuff like that. And he's a Capricorn sun. One other thing that was very interesting about the Capricorn is not only is his sun in Capricorn, he also has four other planets in Capricorn. And also, the interesting thing about Capricorn, the thing that stood out to me was the opposite sign of Capricorn is Cancer. Another thing about Capricorn energy is it could be extremely driven, or they could be lazy and criminals. And this guy was selling drugs, right? I never really asked, I didn't have time to ask him about his relationship with his mom or his sister, but being that, you know, Capricorn and Cancer are opposite signs of each other, I wonder if there is a little tension there in the household. The next thing I noticed is that the five planets that he has in Capricorn is located in the 12th house. What's the significance of this being in the 12th house? Well, each house is ruled by a sign, okay? So the first house is the I Am house, is the house, the self house, and it's also ruled by Aries, right? So his five planets are in the 12th house, and Pisces rules the 12th house. And his ex-girlfriend is a Pisces. All right. His moon sign is in Aquarius, but it's in the first house. And I say to him, I say, hey, man, I tell him his moon is in his first house, and I tell him that Aries represents the first house. And he says to me, his reaction is, man, that's crazy. All my close friends are Aries. It's, you know, he was really tripping out about that. He was really tripping out that, you know, Pisces rules the 12th house and his girl ex-girlfriend is a Pisces. Now he's tripping out that his moon sign is in the Aries house and all his close friends or Aries, right? Well, that's not a surprise to me, but, you know, I just said to him, hey, yeah, imagine that, huh? You know, because, you know, I tell people to learn an energy, you know, we need to interact with it. You know, we need to see how it operates. And with his Saturn in the 12th house, the Pisces house, I can see why he's attracted a Pisces girl into his life. His North Node is in the first house as well, along with his moon. North Node is kind of like our soul lesson. You know, Saturn is our life lessons. North Node is our soul lesson. And his soul lesson is in the first house, the Aries house. So I could see why he will attract Aryan type people, Mars type people into his universe. It's because those are two of the energies that he needs to learn from. He needs to, you know, take a few things from them. And so he needs to interact with it and you know, be friends with it and have a girlfriend. That's a Pisces, you know? Yeah. So with all that being said, you know, I tell people that you could see the people in your surroundings in your chart. Also, depending on the type of astrology you follow, Pluto is, you know, if you're talking to an evolutionary astrology, you know, astrologer, they start reading the birth chart from Pluto because they feel that Pluto is the soul. And his Pluto is in the sign of Scorpio, his other sister. His other sister was a Scorpio. And it would be in his 10th house of career and what he does for in the public, right? So an evolutionary astrologer say his soul, let's just say soul lesson or what his soul came to try to heal, I guess, would be somewhere in his, you know, public career. And it's funny that I'm saying that now because if you look at what his Saturn return is all about, it's actually about what he does, you know, for a living, which leads me to, in the beginning, how I said astrology is energy and timing, right? So let's talk about the timing. Life goes in 12-year cycles. And just by knowing someone's age, you could tell the area or the cycle they're in. And the cycles goes along with each house, right? This is called annual perfections. The 12-year cycles. So it starts off with birth, and that would be the first house, first year. The second year would be second house, and go on around. When we get 12, 13, 12, we start on over. And so with this guy being 29 and soon to be 30, this guy was currently in a six house perfection year. So what does that mean? What is the sixth house? The sixth house is represented by Virgo. It rules our daily routines and our health, right? What we do on a daily basis and pretty much our health and how we take care of ourselves, right? And so with him being in a sixth house year, that will be the theme of his year, right? So let's go back to his story that he was told me. What he was doing on a daily basis could have been bad for his health. He was robbed for 15 pounds of marijuana, but he survived because he's down here in Atlanta. So would you say the theme of his year matched? Because to be honest with you, he could have got shot and been killed. Being named Employee of the Month at this catering job, that's something he is doing on a daily basis, right? Now, this guy, he also has, I mentioned that he had five planets in Capricorn, which is called a stellium. A stellium is a large concentration of energy in one house or one sign. It's kind of like he's a super Capricorn, right? And the way out of a stellium is the opposite sign and the opposite house, right? By the way, those five planets in the 12th house, the 12th house rules, it's like the dreamland. It also rules confined spaces and stuff like that. Things that's done behind the scenes, hidden, mystic, magic, you know, secrets, privacy, right? And that street life, you have to be secret, private, and all that. You can't really be public with that. I forgot to mention that. But getting back to his stellium, he has a stellium in Capricorn in the 12th house, hidden stuff. Now, the way out of a stellium is the opposite house and sign, right? The opposite house and sign from the 12th would be the 6th. We're back to the 6th house again. Now, his 6th house cusp is Cancer, back to his mom and sister. And what I find interesting about Cancer is I have found that a lot of Cancer energy, like Cancer Rising, Cancer Moon, Cancer Suns, they are chefs. Where did I drop him off at? He works for a catering business, food. Now, the way out of a stellium is the opposite house or sign. If he sticks with this catering and food business, because he said he could cook and he's also a bartender, that's where he needs to concentrate that energy to get out of that Capricorn stellium that is located in the 12th house in his chart. Also, with his birthday coming up pretty soon, he's going to be entering into a 7th house year, right? 7th house is ruled by Libra, and it also rules relationships. And he's like a week or two away from, like, he's like an early Capricorn, so he's pretty close to his birthday. And just on your birthday, these things are not triggered. We have what they call shadow periods, right? So you have a shadow period in before and after. So what does that mean? He's on the verge of ending his 6th house year and going into his 7th house year, but he's kind of starting to enter into the shadow period of a relationship. Why do I bring that up? Why is that significant? Because I shared in the beginning, he moved down here with his girlfriend, to move in with his girlfriend, who was a Pisces. And his Saturn sign is in the Pisces house. He's moving into a relationship year, seventh house year, and he just broke up with the Pisces. That's the shadow period. Now, I'm not saying they may get back together, they may not, you know, but what does that mean? On his birthday and all that stuff, the focus of that year is going to be on relationships, and it's going to be about balancing his relationships. He's going to be more focused on relationships, and it's not just romantic relationships. It's probably work relationships, family relationships, and things of that matter. You know, so you could read this blog on my website, I Am Astrology Readings. Go to Ride of the Day. I thank y'all again for sticking with me and on this second podcast. And know thyself and balance your energy.
They try to stick me, they can't out lick me. Bring platoons when you come to get me. Band-aids for wounds, a revolution striking, feel like Nat Turner. Now with picks and shovels, it's hollow tips and chrome burners. Whoop over bacon, put the scissor to lean. It's the finest bout, baited up the tweed and lean. It's the mighty shot caller, not hauler. Big toker with stock brokers, you a joker. Tell me, is it about the end? Survival of the fittest, but the smartest always wins. I plot the game strategical. Give you visuals that's unbelievable, unconceivable, unimaginable, but very factual, but actual. This is one out of many. Open these books and serve them up like Lenny. 100 pennies adds up to a dollar. It's be double the mighty Rose Collar.
Every morning, every night, keep all I struggle and strive. Keep all I fight with all my might. Keep all I fall.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.